This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Moving on to our next story. So, Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng has brought up Goldman Sachs once again, saying that the investment bank needs to come to terms with its role in the multi-billion dollar 1MDB scandal and not attempt to just pin its misdeeds on rogue bankers.
Guan Eng said the bank, which brokered several deals for the sovereign state fund under the previous administration, was responsible for the billions of ringgits of debt it racked up. He told the New York Times that Malaysians have suffered extremely large losses and pointed to Goldman that they were the financial advisor. He went on to say that now, how do you account for that? And don't tell me you don't know where the money went.
He also said, you look at the agony that Malaysia had to endure, not just in terms of the figures, but the trauma. You must have a heart. Sometimes you ask, does Goldman have a heart? I'm not Goldman. I'm just going to say, no, I don't think they do. They are a large investment bank. I doubt it.
So Goldman Sachs has distanced itself from former bankers Roger Ng and Tim Leisner, who have both been charged with abetting Joe Lo. The bank accused Leisner, who has pleaded guilty, and others of sidestepping internal protocols.
Last month, we saw Putrajaya filing criminal charges against Goldman Sachs, accusing the bank of defrauding investors seeking $7.5 billion in compensation. Goldman Sachs, of course, has denied the allegations, adding that certain members of the former Malaysian government and 1MDB lied to Goldman Sachs.
The bank did respond and said in an emailed statement to NYT that under the Malaysian legal process, the firm was not afforded an opportunity to be heard prior to the filing of these charges against certain Goldman Sachs entities, which we intend to vigorously contest.
We'll be speaking with P. Gunasegaran, who's the author of 1MDB, the scandal that brought down a government, right after this. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bring forth Moolah, BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin, and we are addressing Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng's plea to Goldman Sachs. Do you have a heart? And you know, basically saying that they also need to kind of foot the blame for what has occurred with 1MDB. For more understanding, let's cross over now to P. Gunasegaram, who's the author of 1MDB, the scandal that brought down a government. Guna, it's always good to have you with us. So could you give us a refresher on Goldman Sachs' involvement as well as role in 1MDB?
Basically, they were involved in the provision of US $6.5 billion total in loans, you know, in bonds. So they essentially were the arrangers of the bonds, for which they got a pretty high fee, something like US $600 million. And it amounted to more than 10% of the amount which was raised, is it? There is another 5 million ringgit bonds which was arranged by MBank Group earlier for 1MDB. You know, but the major portion was Goldman Sachs, 6.5 billion in loans, in bonds.
And was there a known reason as to why Goldman Sachs was the bank that 1MDB chose to engage with?
I suppose this would have been through direct negotiations with Goldman Sachs, you know. 1MDB management would have agreed to them arranging the loans and to the terms and conditions. The loan terms were very unusual because the arrangement fee was rather high for Goldman Sachs, which is about 10% of the amount raised, which was $6.5 billion US. So if they had gone to somebody else and if it was a straight loan, they probably could have got it much cheaper, probably at less than 1% of the value of the loan. So 1MDB paid a lot more to Goldman Sachs via this arrangement. And this is one of the reasons why the top management should have already been alerted, you know, why they are getting paid so much more for this loan when the standard amount for arranging such a loan is a lot lower in terms of percentage of the amount raised.
So looking at what Goldman has said in response, is it at all possible that individuals like Tim Leisner, who was directly involved in the negotiations, could have operated in isolation without the knowledge and approval of the bank?
It would be highly unlikely because the top management would have looked at the amount of loans raised and the question should have arisen as to why the arrangement fees are so high as a percentage of the amount raised. You know? So that should have red lighted to Goldman Sachs management that there was something wrong here. there would be somebody in Goldman Sachs who is looking at the amount of loans raised and the kind of revenue which has been raised by this. So if you compare the income with the amount raised, then straight away you will be alerted that the profit here on this is several times higher than the normal profit that they get from this. So under those circumstances, these should be reported to Goldman Sachs High Authority and to the compliance department to ensure that this has been properly done.
So what's supposed to keep banks like Goldman Sachs in check, and how did those mechanisms ultimately fail?
That would seem to indicate that somebody higher up than Tim Leisner would have approved of the transactions, isn't it? So I think right now Goldman Sachs wants to make it appear as if it is a rogue transaction done by Tim Leisner. But if Goldman had actually done all this properly, then they should have been able to identify that there was something which was not right here.
So does this point to bigger, more serious flaws within the financial system structure?
Yes, certainly. You know, I think the a lot of banks have been hauled up for many different kinds of offences, including money laundering, and some of the banks involve big names such as HSBC, Standard Chartered, and so on, you know, who have in the past paid huge amounts to the U.S. as fines for engaging in illegal activities. Now, so it's not as if that this is something terribly new which is happening in the banking sector. In fact, a lot of the money which was stolen from 1MDB was laundered through big banks. Deutsche Bank was another bank which was involved. Transfers were made through JP Morgan and Citibank and Standard Chartered, to mention just a few of the larger names.
So when cases like this become exposed, how often is it that the banks are found guilty of any illegal wrongdoing?
Yes, okay. The leakages typically happen several years after the incident has taken place. For instance, much of the transactions were done in 2013 and before, for the Goldman transactions with 1MDB. So this has been found out only now, some 5 years later. And some of the people who were responsible for this are not even in the bank anymore. So banks are more interested in boosting your short-term profitability, and that is where bank employees get their profit from. If they do well at that point of time, then the banks give out good bonuses, especially to CEOs and things like that. So CEOs are likely to be a bit lax on problems which may come out into the open many years after they have left in some cases. So the profit motive is what moves the banks to do these kind of transactions. Of course, the bank employees are motivated by the huge bonuses that they get from these deals which they bring to the bank.
So we've heard some dramatic, some might say melodramatic words from our finance minister, Lim Kuan Eng. What impact would these words have against a firm like Goldman Sachs?
I think it affects their reputation, but so many other banks have actually paid plenty of fines for many illegal operations, including money laundering, before. It does not seem to have affected their future operations very much. So if at all Goldman is required to make a compensation, then it will take a one-time big hit in its profits, and then it is likely to just carry on with its operations anyway.
So it sounds like there's very little regulation placed on both the individuals as well as the banks that get involved in illegal activity. Why is that?
The bank employees, people like Leisner and things like that, they would want to bring in big deals because that earns them huge big commissions and bonuses. So they are not going to be worried about what the effect will be on the bank several years down the line. And in fact, bank CEOs would like to see more profits for the same reason, because if the bank makes a lot of profit, then their bonuses for that particular will increase. So I think it's because of short-termism, just being interested in the short-term profits and forgetting about the long-term effects that this has on the banks. So I think if you want to check this kind of processes, then the sentencing for this must get to be much higher, which means putting, say, for instance, jail sentences for bank officials who are responsible for this. Now, that may happen in the case of Leisner, but perhaps, you know, one should be also talking about jail officials, jail terms, for those officials who were complicit in these kind of actions, those who supported Leisner as well. So that until they do that, then it is the bank which will pay the fine, and then there is very little incentive for workers within banks and CEOs of banks to do otherwise. You know? So far, that's not happening. You know? Although many banks have been fined considerable amounts of money laundering, and sometimes in the billions of U.S. dollars, nobody has gone to jail for it. You know? It didn't always used to be that way. I think if you look at Enron Corp, for instance, the CEO at that time, you know, Kenneth Lay, was sentenced for 25 years. So I think there's been a shift in the way banks are being regulated, you know. And in the U.S., after Trump has came into power, there has been an effort to sort of roll back the regulation of the financial industry, which was being done after the 2008-2009 world financial crisis, triggered by the subprime crisis.
So let's look at that $7.5 billion that's being sought as compensation. Do you think that that is a reasonable amount?
I think basically it looks like Malaysia is asking for the full amount of the loans back, as well as some amount of maybe interest. The loan is $6.5 billion U.S. Perhaps interest and other factors then takes it up to U.S. $7.5 billion. So I suppose that is what they would ask for, but I'm not sure they will get all of it, you know, because I think the courts may want to apportion liability to other people who may have been responsible for the crime. So not just Goldman Sachs, but 1MDB officials, you know, and the former prime minister himself may have been responsible for part of the crime. So it depends. But in this case here, I think they have a good case by arguing that they transferred $6.5 billion into, or perhaps not all of it, but a substantial portion of it, to accounts that the bank should have been suspicious about. You know, so it's pretty difficult to say. I mean, that on paper it looks like it is. It's reasonable for Malaysia to claim that kind of money, but to say that they will get all that money in a settlement, pretty difficult to say, probably less than that.
Guna, thank you so much for those insights. That was P. Gunasegaram, author of 1MDB, The Scandal That Brought Down a Government, speaking to us about Lim Guan Eng's comments, emphasising the central role that Goldman Sachs played in 1MDB. We've received a few messages expressing, I guess, the sense that our finance minister, there was a sense of naivete to his comments, which, yeah, I mean, I see that. I enjoy them simply because, like I said, they're melodramatic and there's something about that that's quite delicious. But on a more serious note, yeah, I mean, no, a bank doesn't have a heart. I don't think, you know, it's a kind of a discussable thing.
Inside a bank's core, perhaps what you'll find is just wads and wads of cash. I don't think that's actually a heart of gold or whatever that's there. And
wads of cash that they're not going to give up.
Yeah, but maybe it's a PR game that Guan Ying is trying to play, that he's trying to appeal to whoever else that may actually care about this case to think that, hey, you know, Goldman Sachs really overstepped this time.
And yeah, I mean, Guna made that point earlier about how this is, you know, it might be more of a hit for the reputation, as opposed to it actually having sort of any other forms of significance. But let us know what you think. I mean, so we've heard again today Lim Guan Eng reiterate his stand that, you know, Goldman Sachs has to answer for their role in 1MDB and not just kind of pawn it off as something that rogue bankers did, as opposed to something that the bank itself as a whole participated in. He also asked whether Goldman Sachs had a heart. Think about the trauma that it's caused to Malaysian citizens. What do you think of these statements? WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. And in the meantime, we are going to be headed to the news. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.